Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
Good evening, my family, friends, and my guests. Welcome to another episode of Renew Radio. I am your host, your boy, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Man, we got a great show for you today. Check this out. Guess who I got up in the house? I got the newest Christian rap artist, the hottest Christian rap newest, I'm going to say hotter than newest at the same time because I love his music. Marcus Boy is with me here. And so you're going to hear from him, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that when we get back. But first, let's go to the stations. Check out my boy, Jerry Blackwell, a.k.a. Blackwell, with New American Dream.
Oh, that's all I want to do.
Looking sometimes, it's like we don't even know what we're looking for. But yo, we looking for the new American dream, new American green, lust for the dollars, making new American fiends. TV's raising up the new American team. Somebody gotta teach them what a true American means. New American dreams, new American lives. Warplanes fly over blue American skies. Fighting for the country, how the troops perish and die. Loss of a son to make a true American cry. New American block, dudes barely survive. They just want their piece of this new American pie. In police cars where a few terrorists ride. Roll through the hoods and the dudes scared for their lives. New American joy, new American pain. Red blood flow through my blue American veins. New American day, new American slain. That's why I'm still praying that this new American train. For the new American dream. Crib cars and planes, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American dream. Crib cars and planes, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American dream, new American rat race. New American selling they souls to stack papes. New American whips, new American chains. New American rappers who love wearing blackface. I'm the future, the new American lyricist. New American hatred, they base it on appearances. New American ways, new American days. Old mindsets making new American slaves. New American grind, old American ways. Working class people need a new American raise. Sex all day ain't a new American. Young folks dying from a new American age. New American wrong, new American right. Bring up Armageddon, that's a new American fight. New American night, new American slain. That's why I'm still praying that this new American change. For the new American dream. Crib cars and blame, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American dream. Crib cars and blame, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American born, new American bred. Fist unclenched in the new American fed. New American day, new Americans pray. New life breathing, the new American dead. What new Americans need, new American see. Brand new hopes and a new American creed. New American soul, new American dream. Dedicated daddies and they say they never will leave. New American dream, new American goals. Breakthrough chains, make a new American mold. New Americans young, but new Americans old. True steel suit for the new American soul. New American peace, new American streets. Old mindsets in this new America cease. That's how I'm praying that this new America be. But first of all, we need a new me. So we looking for the new American dream. Crib cars and planes, rim rocks that gleam. Crack rocks and fiends, the hood bras and schemes. Model chicks and queens, movie stars and green. Respect, power and cream. New American dream. Crib cars and planes, rim rocks that gleam, crack rocks and beans, the hood bras and schemes, model chicks and queens, movie stars and green, respect, power and cream.
This new American dream is rooted in self-fulfillment. We don't see the big picture though. See, Dr. King, his dream was for everyone to be free in Christ.
Yeah, that was New American Dream by my boy Jay Black. Man, go check out his music on SoundCloud or BlackWhaleHipHop.com. Great man of God. And he's coming out with new music, so go check him out. Look, check this out, man. Who I got here is Marcus Boyd. Let me tell you a little bit about Marcus, man. This guy right here, he just made a video for his hit single, I Pray For You, off the album I Pray For the EP. So Marcus, he is a Christian hip-hop artist from Youngstown, Ohio. He believes in putting God first and spreading his words and love, God's love, through soulful hip-hop beats. He does conscious gospel, which is where he will give lyrical metaphors with his hip-hop. Marcus was born in the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, but raised both in Atlanta and Brooklyn, New York. So look, check his out, man. We got Marcus Boyd up in the house. Marcus, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm feeling good. I like that Jay Black track. I'm on SoundCloud now.
Okay. Yeah. Man, Jay Black, man, he's out here in Greensboro, North Carolina, in my neck of the woods. But, man, how's everything going with you today, man?
It's a blessing. I mean, I'm blessed for y'all to have me on your show. That's a tremendous blessing.
Well, you are. It's always a blessing to have someone like you, man, spreading the gospel through music, going hard, unashamed to be on this show. So, why don't you tell the people a little bit about the events in your life that caused you to see the need for Christ? Because a lot of times people just like, well, she's a Christian hip-hop artist. What does that really mean? Is it just for Christians? No, it's not. So why don't you just tell the people the events in your life that caused you to see a need for Christ, man?
Let's see here. I was homeless for 3 years. And, you know, I was eating out of dumpsters and I was sleeping on cement. And, you know, I traveled 15 states being sleeping in, you know, in trash cans and seven to St. Julian in Los Angeles. And, you know, that's Skid Row. And I stayed on Skid Row for like 3 months. And, you know,
wow.
Chasing music. That's why I was homeless, because I was chasing music. You know, I gave up the college scholarships and stuff like that because, you know, that was my dream, that was my vision, was music. So, you know, I came without a plan. You know, when you come without a plan, your plan fail. So I came without a plan, that's why I was homeless. And, you know, homelessness led to, you know, me selling drugs, and selling drugs led to me being incarcerated and stuff like that. So I mean, you know, when you go through stuff, you know, you have to, God has to be able to let your testimony shine, let your trials become your testimony. So, you know, I'm not a saint. I'm not a saint by the far means, but, you know, I found God about 3 years ago. And, you know, when I was doing secular music and stuff like that, because I was producing, so I was producing for a lot of people. A lot of major acts, a lot of TV shows, a lot of movies and stuff like that. And then it was just like, I said, I didn't want to do music no more. So after I said that, I started working with my wife because she's a plus size model and she has her own foundation where she helps homeless people and kids here in Youngstown. And she also have her own domestic violence campaign and stuff like that. So I started helping push her brand, which I still push her brand. But then, you know, because we expecting our first child together, it was just like, okay, well, I need to do something. And I was watching Preachers of Atlanta, and I was seeing Candy Jones and his protege with the I Can't Help It and stuff like that. And I was just felt like it got to be more musically, not lyrically. It got to be more musically than just trap and high bass energy beats. And being that I've been in band, concert and marching band, since fourth grade. I'm original band camp member and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was just like, we're going to play live instruments. We're going to do soulful beats. We're going to do boom bap. And we're going to praise and worship God in the same way. And that's how I came up with conscious gospel music.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, when I think about like even the conscious music that I used to listen to that was secular back in the day, it always had a story. And definitely even out here with youth and young adults, that they need to hear the story, your story of why you came to Jesus Christ, and then even your story now of your lifestyle, because I believe a lot of non-Christians or people who have not found Jesus Christ like we have yet, Marcus, they get a misconception of what this life is really about, and then sometimes it feels like, well, I'm not even worthy enough, or this person might think that they're better than me. But we go through struggles too. And, man, that's a powerful testimony, man. You're going to bless somebody's life with that testimony. So it's no excuse for you out there to give up on your dream. This man said he was sleeping in trash cans. It's no excuse. You can make it. If you're complaining about your 9-to-5 job is not paying you enough money, why don't you think about the person that doesn't have anything but they're still pursuing them? And with God, all things are possible.
Yeah, definitely. Amen.
So, Marcus, what are the benefits of producing your own music? So you said you produced even before, but what are some benefits of producing your own music?
You cut out the middleman. Let me stop. You know, really showing the other side of your talent. If you're a music composer, arranger, producer, and stuff like that, it's really showing the other side of your talent. And showing exactly where your ear is and where your musical eye is. You know, a lot of people say they got that third eye. But, you know, musically, you know, God gives you an eye as well to be able to see and be able to understand different formats of music. So, and plus, you know, I didn't think at first nobody really understood my type of concept or vision for live instruments and soulful beat and stuff like that. And you know, right. I'm still on that. Like, I'm gonna produce my own stuff because I know how I want it to sound. I know at the end of the beat, I know if I want to put a little special effects with the waterfall or some Chinese man talking with another Chinese man about God. Or if I don't believe in just boring beats. That's what I call them. I mean, a beat that's like 3 minutes and no effects, nobody's doing nothing. It's just music. I don't believe in doing that.
Right.
Because they didn't do that.
Yeah,
they
man.
Didn't do, you know, people like DJ Premier, Guru, Knife Wonder, Pete Rock, they didn't do that in their beats. So why would I give glory to God and do any less?
Right. Right. And see, I produce my own music myself. And so it's just like, even if I bring it to somebody, they may not still hear what I hear or get the concept of how I want to beat the sound based on the topic that the Lord has given me in my heart to talk about. So I feel you on that. Now, here's a interesting topic that I wanted to ask you, man, because I've been seeing this a lot. And, you know, I've been hearing believers go back and forth with this. What's your opinion on Christian artists collaborating with secular artists, and how do you think it affects youth and young adults today, or how do you think they view it?
In the same way that Jesse Jackson was trying to run for political office, or the same way that Al Sharpton was messing with James Brown. I mean, if you're going to speak on that language, then it's the same language, because Al Sharpton, he had a church in Atlanta, Georgia on White's Mill Lane. Back in 94, 95, 96, he had a humongous church across from Cracker Barrel, because I know, because I used to sneak across from the church and go eat at a Cracker Barrel. I know. You know what I'm saying? And this is real life. Like, when I was supposed to be a cathedral of the Holy Spirit under Bishop Earl Polk. That's before Eddie Long had new birth on Snapfinger. Now he got it in the Lithonia when Eddie Long was a deacon. This goes back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, people have been messing with politicians and movie stars and all this other stuff. So if a Christian hip-hop artist wants to mess with a secular artist, as long as the message stays the same, and as long as the secular artist mm-hmm. is on that message that the Christian artist is on, then that's fine. The problem comes in that if the secular artist persuades the Christian artist to go his way.
Right. And see, you know, for me personally, I look at it like this. On my label, most people know that I don't collaborate with secular artists. And the reason I don't collaborate with secular artists for the purpose of my immature youth and young adults feeling like just from them talking to me and asking them questions, I'm collaborating with you. I collaborated with Tanya, and we did something together. And he said what you want, and I'm bringing out a message. It makes them feel like, oh, well, I'm feeling it. I can. All I got to do is go to church, but see, I can still go to the club and ride out. So I don't want.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
I
feel you, Sam. I feel you. I'm not gonna lie. If I was ever given a chance to work with people like Pete Rock, Q-Tip, Black Thought from Roots, you know, and we all speaking about God and we on a conscious gospel song, yes, I will do that without a heartbeat. I won't even blink. I'm sorry if people would judge that, but it's just what it is.
Yeah. Because sometimes you don't never know even the assignment that God may have. Even in that time. So I think about even a lot of people saying, well, Lecrae signing with Columbia. My opinion is, as long as the brother can stay focused and he doesn't change the message, because, you know, it's going into an enemy territory, but as long as you can still keep the message of Jesus Christ, of course, obviously, the people on your record label are going to get offended because they're not feeling that lifetime. But if you can keep the message and still promote the gospel strong, and I say all for it, and I back them 100%.
You know what? That's why. As far as the melody and as far as the music, that's why Christian hip hop has not changed since 2007, 2008, since BBJ was the first one to sign a Jive record and stuff like that. This has been done. This has been done before. But the problem is. Is people scared of change. People scared of things they're not used to. Let's go back to Lecrae. Regardless, nobody knows if God told that man to go mainstream. Nobody's in that man's relationship with God. So nobody knows his walk. This man has done over and beyond. So if those people who were supporting him when he was strictly in a Christian label, which was his own, he ain't signed to nobody. He's signed to his own situation. And the only thing he's doing is getting a major distribution deal through Columbia. So regardless of Beyonce, Rihanna, whoever is on there, you don't know how this man can be effective in a change and a light to these people.
You know, I was at church the last week, and it was an interesting message by Bishop William Murphy. He said something like this. He said, in this season, I believe the Lord was speaking to him even with this subject we're talking about. He said, sometimes the Lord will use you to go into Pharaoh's house to be a blessing. And so I was thinking about it. You know, Pharaoh's house was basically a house of pain and suffering. But sometimes you can bring may allow you to get into those secular realms, not to be consumed because who knows what you can bear. But just as long as you're being led by the Holy Spirit, I believe if you're led by the Holy Spirit, then everything will come out for the good. Even though it gets rough, keep focusing on time, everything will come out good, man.
I mean, I agree with you totally.
Do you feel like in this day and age now that Christ is the center focus of most Christian rap and gospel music?
He's supposed to be. But then, you know, you have people that's not understanding Christian hip-hop music business. They feel like that's worldly because it's a business instead of just putting out music. And, you know, the same, I mean, again, I might get shunned down for this, but it's just the truth. The same way that a pastor, bishop, or elder, evangelist, whoever is in front of the pew and they are controlling that service or that church and they pass the bucket, plate, bowl, whatever you want to call it, around, and people give them a love offering from coming to speak at the church. It's the same way a Christian hip hop artist has to do as far as to make sure their family is taken care of. It's not just about business. It's supposed to be about glorifying, worshiping God, which is the first thing. But then two,
right?
You know, I mean, nobody said that, okay, because we glorifying and worshiping God, that, you know, we all supposed to be homeless. Nobody, we ain't supposed to be able to feed our children and stuff like that. That's when it becomes business.
Right.
So a lot of people have different deals on that.
Yeah, even the word says that God, he prays that we prosper and be in good health just as our soul prospers. See, a lot of times we are bad stewards with what God gives us. And so then we want to blame God at times for not being able to provide or certain things. I know for myself, you know, I used to complain about God hasn't been giving me enough, but at the same time, I looked at, have I been managing my finances? What God has given me? What have I done? And I hadn't done a good job with it. And so that's when I learned that God can bless me with more and put me in situations where more income can come into my home when he sees that I will be a good steward over what he gives me, man. And I believe that's what the Lord is trying to get through all the body of Christ. He wants us to be good stewards over everything, our children, our finances, everything that he gives us, man.
You know, I'm not, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't get in Christian hip-hop because it's like, you know, oh, well, everybody needs to hear this message about God and stuff like that. The same message that I'm speaking of, people have spoken this message many years and many generations before. I love talking about God and the things in my life and stuff like that. But as I told you before, if I can't become, if I can't be legendary, if I can't do something that's going to leave a legacy, I don't want to do it. I'm not trying to switch up the map. I'm not trying to switch up the role. All I'm trying to do is add something musically in it that has not been there. That's it. And, you know, still glorify and talk about and worship God in doing that. And that's the reason I got in Christian hip hop, because I felt like it's not a difference musically. Hello? Lou?
I pray for certainty in a world of moralist, unjust hatred. I pray for peace and that it becomes something more sacred. I pray that we as women will see that we are more than our mountains or our shape of our hips, that we attract attention for a second, living in the laps of a man looking for fake love because we don't know how to find it. I pray that these men will understand that they are more than their jewels that they wear and their sag low pants or being in the mud. That's way beneath them. Or their hair full of weave, twerking for likes, eyebrows on fleek. My God, we're asleep. I pray for the child that I lost, and my unborn child won't be lost or feel the pain that I felt as a child at any cost. praying day to day to make a way out of no way from a paycheck that barely makes it through. I pray for God, I pray for you.
Okay, God, I'm back to have a deeper conversation. Martinez yelling about a job, my face getting done with applications. Can I just really get a break? My spirit's not strong, and I don't think I can do whatever it takes. I pray she sees what I'm feeling inside. Child on the way when an abusive pride. I pray I get my life together, but smoking weed and drinking seem like a better endeavor. I pray I get past this poverty curse, but when rent is due on the first, how can I still put money in a purse? It's frustrating when I get mad, my heart starts pacing. I used to work 40 hours a week, but still being stuck in this situation. I pray, God, you give me strength and immunity so I can understand the difference between faith and when he's attacking me. And I know the devil's supposed to be under my feet. Let's be clear, when he punched me in my face, it's hard to retreat, and my flesh is weak by battling all these demons. And God, I pray you give me the strength of Michael so I can end the devil's season. And I keep believing that my family struggle won't last long. God, give me a sign, let the angels sing a different song. God, let me show Martina the man you created, the spirit inside, having nightmares about the streets and my financial divide. And I can't give up, you didn't make me to be weak, cause your love for me is strong enough. And I gotta show my wife and my team what God has for me, following directions of the king so I can build on my prophecy. Amen.
What I pray for is peace across the world. I'm telling y'all, he's coming back to take us to where we belong. So that's why.
Lord, it's me again coming to you to talk. My actions for many years made our connection lost. I'm being torn away from you by my walk. Now I realize what my sins, my eternity can be a cost. I'm constantly going my own way. And when I face the temptations, it's hard to kneel and pray. Lord, please heal me today, cause I'm not strong enough when the devil's in my face. I'm in the blind and I know that's not right. But I'm talking to my Jehovah with this mic. Keep having that surprise so my spirit can get enticed. I'm hindering others for not showing and shining a light. I've been separated from you by this thing called sin. Let me use the focus of this pen to explain the places I've been. And Lord, I need you to cleanse me from within. Help me to be more what you want me to be. Help me to open my heart so my eyes can see. I mean biblically, put me on the horizon of a new page spiritually. Cause me and Tamala man agree, we both need to be taken to the king. And I'm serious now, no more playing games. No more going to church with my head down feeling ashamed. Cause I promised myself the way I'm living has to change. Give me a way out so I can go on. Give me some strength, Lord, so I can be strong. And these are the things I pray for. Let your blood and love change my whole decor. Because you, Lord, is the only man I adore.
Yeah, that was Marcus Boy, single, I Pray For You. It's great song. I love that song. It's off the album, I Pray For the EP. Marcus, you did such a great song, a job with that video, man. I really love that video, bro.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate it.
Look, check it out, fam. Check out Marcus Boy on Facebook and Twitter. You can check him out at www.facebook.com/Marcus-Boyd-Christian-Hip-Hop-9860338146003. Whew, that was long.
No, I changed that. They can just go on facebook.com/Marcus Christian Hip Hop. It's all one word.
Okay, great. So y'all can go on www.facebook.com, /Marcus Christian Hip Hop.
That's all one word.
And his Twitter. You can go on twitter.com, follow him, /Marcus Boy 33. So Marcus, it was great to have you on the show, man. And look, I pray for you, brother, and your family that you're successful in everything that you do, continuing to get this word out here to the people and just living that life, man, even in your life, man. So I really admire you for that, and keep on going strong.
Yes, sir.
But
thank
man,
you so much
look
for having me on your show.
Well, you're welcome. Look, we're going to see you tomorrow. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P. I am signing off. Same time, same place, 6 o'clock. Check us out. One love.